very quickly before we start the interview, let me answer some great questions and ask Catherine. One question, Jeremy Rifkin's The End of Work talks about a third sector that might be funded by both public and private orgs. If unemployment continues to go up due to technology, could this be a viable solution? In theory, yes, but it doesn't address the real problem. A lot of the unemployment comes because government rules and regulations and the allocation of capital is being organized to shut down lots of entrepreneurship and lots of small business and small farms that are economic. And so what we need is we need for the public and private organizations doing that to stop doing that. So this is another situation where you need to stop the thing that's doing harm, not do something proactively. Great question from Chicago. I hear more than a few voices in contrarian circles about getting out of the country, finding greener pastures. But given the interconnectedness of global finance and resource free-for-all, that would likely ensue when America withdraws from parts of the world. Would small countries get eaten up first? Are there any bastions left? Are there any bastions being created? Or should we look at putting all of our energy into righting our ship? Do we have the energy to do it? Or would we be overwhelmed by the government dependence? This is a complex question, and we'll talk more about it in the new year. But the reality is there is no way. The forces we're dealing with are global. The problems we're dealing with are happening everywhere around the world. Because technology is more advanced and the infrastructure is better funded here, to a certain extent, in that sense, it can be worse, but I think it'll catch up in other places. There's no doubt that there are places where there's a stronger, more human culture, but the reality is it doesn't pay to be a stranger in this environment, so you want to go where your power and your relationships and your community is, and most of all, where your heart is to contribute and get something done. So it's about being with community and serving your purpose. And so I would say the problems are everywhere. And the more important question is not how do you get away from that, which is bad, but where is the place where you can best serve, create the most value, and be the most useful. Another question, I know we've touched on this before, but I'd like to have your take on impact investing. Great question. I want to answer it in more depth, so I'm going to defer that until into December, and we'll talk about impact investing. If you have any thoughts or questions on impact investing, definitely send them to me because I will be talking more about this.